This is Solidarity News on Radio Labour.
Hello, I'm Marc Boulanger. A new report by the International Labour Organization shows that modern slavery in the world has increased to 50 million people. I talked to Sharon Burrow about the ILO's report. Ms. Burrow is the General Secretary of the International Trade Union Confederation. The ITUC is the organization which represents national union centers such as the Ghana Trades Union Congress and the AFL-CIO in the United States at the world level. I asked Ms. Burrow to describe the people trapped in modern slavery and if they are found in predominantly developing countries.
Modern slavery is a scourge, and while you can find predominantly migrant workers in forced labour in developing countries, people who are so desperate for work to feed their families, to just find a way of survival, but they travel to other countries accepting criminal conditions, exploitation that you cannot understand from other human beings. But I have to say, it is not just developing countries. While the numbers are in the majority, anywhere you have a visa system that effectively allows a worker to have all of the aspects of their lives controlled by another human being, the employer, that's modern slavery.
To address modern slavery, the ITUC has called for a new social contract. What is this contract and why is the ITUC calling for its implementation?
In 2019, the ITUC had a very clear agenda for the Centenary Declaration on the Future of Work. If we have a broken labour market, and we do, Mark, that is 60% of the world's workers working informally, no rights, no minimum wage, no rule of law, no courts for remedies, and 40% in the more formal economy, over a third of them facing insecure work with short-term contracts, casual, or indeed even zero-hours contracts, then we know that this world is not working for working people. So in the Centenary Declaration, we called for the essence of a social contract renewal, which is fundamental rights. Occupational health and safety now are fundamental rights. Minimum living wages, or wages on which you can live with dignity, and some control over working lives, maximum hours of work in particular. But we married that with the guarantee of universal social protection, a transformative agenda for women, and just transition for climate and technological changes. We know that if those things are in place for every worker, and those four conditions are specifically documented as being the entitlements of every worker, irrespective of the employment contract, then you would go a long way to the demands that the ITUC has. Our demands, which will be debated in detail again at the November ITUC Congress, go to jobs, climate-friendly jobs with just transition. They demand just wages, minimum living wages, and strengthened collective bargaining. We demand universal social protection with a global social protection fund to kickstart systems where there are none. We want, of course, equality, where women experience equality because indicators for women in the labour market have stalled on every aspect, but we also want equality and inclusion for people of different ethnicities and indeed for people of different sexual orientation. So if you don't have equality for women of gender and of race, then you are not actually serious about an inclusive labour market.